Oasis Audio presents Lies Women Believe and the Truth That Sets Them Free by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. Read for you by Pamela Klein. To my mother, who taught me to recognize many of the lies women believe and who knows the beauty and power of the truth. Forward. Elizabeth Elliot, 1926 to 2015, was a beloved role model, mentor, and spiritual mother to many in my generation. We were initially spellbound by her chronicles of the life and death of Jim Elliot, her first husband, who was martyred at the age of 28 by the Waurani tribe in Ecuador. In subsequent years, she continued to speak into our lives through her many books, her speaking ministry, and Gateway to Joy, her daily radio program that was a rich source of biblical wisdom and practical encouragement. Revive Our Hearts, the ministry I am blessed to serve, began in 2001 as the successor to Elizabeth's program. How thankful I am for this sweet legacy. Although we met on a few occasions, I did not have the privilege of knowing Elizabeth well. But I admired her from a distance, and her straightforward, thought-provoking teaching significantly influenced my life and thinking as a young woman. When I first wrote Lies Women Believe, I asked Elizabeth if she would be willing to write a foreword. I felt that she, more than anyone else I could think of, embodied the heart and essence of this message. I was honored and grateful when she agreed to do so. Fast forward 15 years. I wept when I received the news that Elizabeth had gone to be with the Lord. Her eternal gain was our temporal loss. Though she is no longer serving Christ here on earth, we have retained her foreword in this revised edition of Lies. It is my hope that a new generation of women will be inspired to read her books, follow her master, hold firmly to the truth, and, like Elizabeth, touch their world with Christ-saturated wisdom and grace. Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, 2018. Nancy Lee DeMoss, a woman of compassion and keen insight, has had the courage to plumb the depths of women's illusions and delusions, of their hopes, fears, failures, and sorrows, so much of which might have been avoided were it not for lies propagated 30 or more years ago, such as, you can have it all, don't get caught in the compassion trap, anything men can do, we can do better, etc. But of course, the lies began long before that. The woman God gave to the first man, Adam, listened to the whisperer. Hath God said? Eve listened to the snake in the garden. Then, instead of protecting her from the lies being propagated, her husband said, in effect, if this is what the little lady wants, this is what the little lady should have. Consequently, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Eve refused what was given, usurped what was not given, and said, in effect, my will be done. Thanks be to God, there is redemption. A humble village girl in Nazareth was visited by an angel who delivered a startling message. Mary was to become the mother of the Son of God. Although she was greatly troubled, she received the message. I am the Lord's servant, she responded. May it be to me as you have said. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God will direct you as you read this greatly needed book. The essence of true salvation, the author writes, is not a matter of profession or performance. Rather, it is a transformation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Elizabeth Elliot, 2001. Preface to the updated and expanded edition. From a marketing perspective, there might have been a better title for this book. After all, it can be a little awkward to hand a woman a book with Lies Women Believe in large print on the cover and say, you really need to read this. But the Lord has been pleased to give this message a warmer reception and a broader reach, including translations into 26 languages, than I ever could have anticipated. A testimony, I believe, to the longing in women's hearts to experience the freedom of walking in the truth. So why this new edition? Our world has been shaken by silence.